Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I'm joined in the studio today by Tony Alonji. He is the general manager of Blooming Foods, of course, our local cooperative grocer. Tony has been the general manager since March of this year. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
So anybody who's paid attention recently knows that there have been some troubles at Blooming Foods over the past few years. The Elm Heights location closed in May. The Kirkwood location closed last year. There's increased competition from places like Lucky's, as well as places like Kroger that have kind of expanded their selections of foods labeled organic and local. So we're talking today at least partly because of a Herald Times story that was published a couple weeks ago. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But first, Tony, can you just tell us generally what is the current financial status of Blooming Foods?
Blooming Foods is still in a state of struggle. So I came in March. I think I've put out there in various places and locations that I thought we were, without some radical change to the organization, that we were in danger of potentially going out of business before the end of this year. Yeah, I'm happy to say I don't think that's a reality anymore, that we've made a lot of changes to the organization. You mentioned closing of Elm Heights. We also closed our commissary kitchen later in the summer, all of which was designed to kind of pull the organization back a little bit, get it into, you know, a little bit better financial condition. When I took over, we had lost about $500,000 through the first 8 months of the year. Our fiscal year ends in June. You know, I think through a lot of hard work by a lot of people, much of which was started before I got here, to be fair, we only lost another $67,000, $68,000 the rest of the year. So that positive trend has continued as we sit here December 1st. So we're 5 months into our year. We're still experiencing losses, but those losses are significantly reduced. In fact, the last 2 months that we've tracked, we've had positive cash flow, which is actually a huge step forward for Blooming Foods.
For those of us who don't really understand or don't know much about the finances of a cooperative grocery store, what does it mean when you say that there are losses? Is there a bank account somewhere that's being drained of money, or how is this working?
Not quite. The bank account is actually members' equity that we have either generated through profits over the years, or members have contributed through buying shares or buying equity into the company. And yes, that actually does, when you experience a loss, that actually, you know, decreases that amount. Much of it is a bookkeeping exercise at that point, but a loss is a loss.
So you mentioned that there are, you know, there's been work that started before you even came on board to try to reverse this trend. What is being done now to make Blooming Foods more financially stable?
A lot of the work has been in as again, any business would do, matching your revenues with your expenses. So we have taken a hard look at our expenses. Closing Elm Heights was a big piece of it. It was a money-losing operation, unfortunately, and we couldn't continue to operate a business like that. At this point, it's watching our costs closely. We know that sales decline certain parts of the year in Bloomington, Christmas break being one, summer being the big one, obviously. It's making sure that we're managing our business, managing our inventory levels, managing our labor pool to match the revenues at that time. Beyond that, we're really trying to, you know, we're trying to generate new sales. We've made some investments in our people in terms of training, customer service training in particular. We're making some investments in some of our facilities. There's some new things that we're doing.
So that brings us to the November 19th article in the Herald Times that I mentioned earlier. The headline on the website was Blooming Foods Still Struggling, Fails to Meet Goals. And the story was, at least in a way, based on a document that's titled Blooming Foods Ends Monitoring Report Fiscal Year 2016. You put together this report. Can you just tell us, what is an ends monitoring report?
Sure. So we operate with what's called an end statement. It's basically what's expected of us as a business. It talks about various things that we strive to do. We strive to emphasize local, organic, and healthy products. We want to be a sustainable and profitable business. You know, we want members to be engaged. It's hard to say. It's kind of the operating mantra. The ends report is something that I'm required to put together as general manager annually for the board that basically measures how we've done with these goals. And the way we do that is we use various metrics and various measurements to look and say, okay, did we progress on these over the course of the year?
And you said in no uncertain terms that these goals were, I think you, the word you used was compliance was not achieved for these goals. Was it your opinion that the way that that was presented in the Herald Times was in some way inaccurate?
Yeah, I guess I would say it was inaccurate. The obviously, I think it was a 24-page report or something like that was put out there. The article in the Times certainly was not 24 pages, and it kind of picked and chose various pieces of that, I think, to paint us in a light that not entirely true. There was nothing in there that was quoted, which all came out of a report, that was untrue. I wrote all of that. I would say the one thing that was I would disagree with in that article was that the writer interjected into there that we were a failing business, and we're certainly not. We're struggling, and as the title of the article said, Blooming Foods still struggles. Absolutely.
It seems like if there's one thing that might need to be clarified, it's that this is an ends report. The ends are things like make sure that people in Bloomington and South Central Indiana have a market for local organic and healthy products, meeting the needs of consumers and producers, as well as making sure that they have increased cooperative ownership that strengthens the local economy and the community. So these failing to achieve progress on these goals does not indicate that Blooming Foods is about to go under.
Not at all. That's actually something you would, you know, look at a financial statement and make those determinations. Again, this is simply a report as to how we did, basically compared to prior years. It's up to me to interpret this report and to kind of develop why I think we did or didn't do something. Much of it is how I, you know, read the statement. If you read the two pieces of this that you just read, you know, have a market for local and organic products. On a very high level, we've done that. We're still in business, and there is a market for this. I take a little bit broader view of that and say, well, that's actually true. Yet we kind of haven't progressed the local and organic as much as we probably would like to have, because of the financial difficulties and the other struggles that Blooming Foods has gone through over the past couple of years.
There are a lot of folks who are understandably concerned about the future of Blooming Foods. To somebody like that who's just concerned about the existence of the business, what would you say to them?
A, you have a right to be concerned, I think. The financials don't lie. We have struggled. There's not a lot of businesses that could afford to have lost $1.6 million and still been there. But if you're really concerned, come shop our stores. We hear a lot about Lucky's. We hear a lot about Kroger. And it is true, much of why we were founded has become a commodity today. You know, there's a lot of thought out there that, you know, Blooming Foods isn't going to change the world. Actually, we did. We and other cooperatives did change the world, because from 1976 until really the early part of this decade even, what we were selling was somewhat unique. It's a little less unique today. But the one thing that nobody can take from us that's unique is we're owned by this community.
Tony Alangi is the general manager of Blooming Foods. Thanks for talking with us, Tony.
Thanks again for the time.